This is Northwest News from KNKX. A Somali refugee in Seattle is challenging President Trump's travel ban, saying it is illegally preventing him from reuniting with his family. The case goes before a federal judge on Thursday. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel has the story.
Like a lot of refugees, the man, who's identified in court papers only as Joseph Doe, has a tragic story. He fled civil war in Somalia, saw his older sister die in front of him after she was raped by fighters. He spent 22 years in a refugee camp in Kenya. Finally, in 2014, he made it to the U.S., where he's now a legal permanent resident. He petitioned to have his wife and three children join him. They'd gone through a lengthy vetting process and were waiting to come when President Trump halted the program that allows loved ones to join refugees who are already here. The American Civil Liberties Union is suing on the man's behalf, arguing that because the refugee provision is part of a federal statute created by Congress, the president can't just undo it. The administration counters that, much like the rest of the travel ban, the president has broad authority when it comes to immigration. Paula Whissel, 88.5 News.